But it's been interesting. So tell me how you got your name.
Well, several years back, I started listening to the BFO, Big Fatty Online, as everyone here has. And at the same time, I also was listening to the Sea Hag.
I can't walk. I'm gray. I'm fat and I'm bald.
I have got restless arm syndrome.
Don't you love me? Oh, yes.
Miss Auntie Vera Charles. And I made the fatal error of contacting Big Fatty's show and mentioning how much I loved the Sea Hag.
I can't walk. I'm gray. I'm fat and I'm bald. Don't you love me? Oh, yes.
And he immediately said that I must be confused. And so the name has stuck ever since. You did give me this name. Yes. That is how I received my name.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
Several years back, I started listening to the BFO.
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 2185. Of the BFO for Monday the 13th of June 2016. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me.
A little show.
Y'all, I'm going to tell you all about the weekend and a few thoughts about everything going on in Orlando. Yes, Big Fatty. Hello, Pulsers. Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope your Monday is going well. Y'all, we're all Pulsers today because of the horrible things that happened in Orlando. Big Fatty, why don't you leave the micro-hoist alone while you're recording? Well, I'm trying to readjust it here. Big Fatty, you should have done that before you started talking. The horrible things that happened in Orlando over the weekend on Saturday night, and y'all, Pulse was the name of the nightclub there, where the guy went in and shot. As of I'm recording this right now, they're saying about 50 people died in the nightclub, That's probably going to change because I think they said that there were more than 50 that were in critical condition in the hospital. But y'all, we all are Pulsers today because our hearts go out to the families and friends of those who didn't make it out. And y'all, you just got to, you know, it's one of these things where you just, you know, it. There are just mean people in the world, y'all. They're just mean people, always have been, always will be. And but you can't stop living your life because of mean people. You got to keep going, and you got to be productive citizens, and as a mean person rears his head, then the goodness in others has got to strengthen also. So y'all just take it all in and become a better person from all of this, and like I say, there are mean people in the world, and we don't understand why that is, but it's just that way. And you can't sit at home and not live your life. You've got to get out and live your life and let your life go on. And I will bring up one point in all of this. You know, last weekend or the weekend before was the G'day's down there in the Orlando. And y'all, it was, I guarantee you, that nightclub, Pulse, was super crowded, super packed last weekend. So, and I know that there are friends that listen to this show who were in Orlando. Now, I don't know if they went to the Pulse nightclub or not, but y'all, as devastating as it all is now, can you imagine the effect of it happening last weekend. I mean, it doesn't lessen the effect of this weekend, but y'all, it could have, you don't want to think about those kinds of possibilities. But anyway, y'all keep, like I said, keep folks in your thoughts. But it feels a little weird to be doing a little show today. But y'all, like I just said, life has to go on. And I'm not being insensitive to the events, but y'all returning to a sense of normalcy. Betty, I hope you're not calling this normalcy. Well, you know, it's for some of us. For some of us, a little dose of the BFO is a little dose of normalcy. Fatty. Those are the people we should really be thinking of. Fatty. Yeah, Gussie, y'all. Now, last time I spoke to you, it was recording Thursday for a little show. And y'all, right after I finished recording, my friend the Nep arrived here at the villa from the Bay Area. So nice to name it twice. And y'all, he got here and we chatted and called up and he unpacked his valise. Big fatty, all he brought was an overnight bag. Well, he brought a little bit more than an overnight bag, but not much. He did not check a valise, which, you know, if you're flying business class, you get a free bag. Big fatty, speaking of free bags, we heard about that old sea hag at the beginning of the little show. It's true. He got here, and then he decided he wanted a little supper, and he wanted some barbecue. But y'all, by the time, you know, because he was going from Pacific time to Eastern time, you know, he wasn't real hungry for supper. So it was about 8:30 or so. Quarter of nine. He decided, well, you know, I'm getting a little hungry now. So y'all, we ended up, he wanted barbecue, but the place that he wanted the barbecue from closed at 9 p.m. in the evening. So anyway, we went and got him some country cooking. Big fatty, is it spelled? No, it is not spelled C-U-N-T. And y'all then came back here to the villa, and y'all, by the time we got back here, it was going on 10 p.m. in the evening. And so, you know, Big Fatty had to go to work on full right. So y'all, we said our good nights, and I think the jet lag was beginning to catch up with him anyway. And so y'all, I go and I prepare myself for the love chamber, and I'll fire up the Grim Doctor and see what happens. And y'all, this is what happened.
Mystery date, are you ready for your mystery date? Don't be late, it would be great. Open the door for your mystery date.
Will you be ready for swimming or a dance? When you open the door, will your mystery date be a dream?
Thank you for calling.
Or a dud?
I'm fat and I'm bald.
Fun and surprises. That's mystery date.
Open the door for your mystery date.
Yes! Y'all, it's true. Okay. Yes, I was excited about... Oh, okay. I was excited about this one also. Okay. And y'all, it was a... Big Fatty, what fell? I don't know. Oh, it was okay. Anyway, y'all, it was a flight attendant. Flight attendant. This was a new one. Yes, Big Fatty, a new one. Y'all, he says, "Big Fatty, you want to come over?" I said, "Well, I've got company." So I probably can't come over tonight. Do you come? Do you fly in often? Goes, oh wow, okay. I'll be back in 2 weeks. And I said, well, maybe I can get up with you in 2 weeks. And he goes, oh, I really wish you could come tonight, Big Fatty. And y'all, there was some the stirrings. There was some Big Fatty. We don't need to hear about your stirrings. But anyway, so y'all, I went. And I stuck my head in the Nip's room, and I said, would it be rude of me if I went and did a little humpity-bumpity with a flight attendant? And he says, I would be extremely disappointed in you if you didn't. And I said, okay, well, I'll be back in a little while. And y'all, I left and went over to his hotel. Yes. And y'all, it was, y'all, little 30-year-old of Latin descent, I would say. And y'all had all these nice tattoos along the side of his body and everything. And tight little body. And Big Fatty, what do he want with you? Evidently, he likes the daddies. Big Fatty, what do you want to do with you? Well, maybe he likes the granddaddies. Yes, Big Fatty. Anyway, y'all, it was just lovely. It was what I would call a quickie. Y'all, I was back home and back in the bed by 11 p.m. in the evening. Yes, Big Fatty. Wham, bam. Thank you, flight attendant. Y'all, it was, and he's coming back in 2 weeks. So he's already said, you're on my list to contact when I come to town. I said, thank you for calling. Anyway, y'all, then on for right. Y'all, it was a quiet day in the coal mine. Larry Cly was off. He's off today, too. And old Veda was off as well. So, y'all, it was just a handful of us there in the coal mine. But, y'all, it was... It was a good day. Big Fatty working hard on a project, the next project that he's got to do. And so, y'all, it was nice because, you know, when you're busy, the day goes by a lot faster. And, y'all, I took the other half of my submarine sandwich in for my lunch and had a little fruit cup also. And then y'all came home and the Nip got up and he went to help clear out his parents' house of all, you know, a lifetime of stuff. And y'all, there was a big dumpster in the driveway. And y'all, the Nip ended up getting a hotel closer than the villa. And he and his sister were going through stuff on for Saturday and Sunday, and the Nip sent me a message Sunday morning saying he would probably be back in the villa Sunday night. And y'all, then later tonight we're going out for dinner with some mutual friends of ours, and so it'll be lovely for that. Y'all, for right after work, Big Fatty came back here to the villa. Y'all, then I went for a little nipple walk. Y'all, they're really, Fat Acres is really, they're starting to build. They've got some of the condos going up. And one of the builders has put up signs advertising that his lots are for sale. And then another builder is getting ready to start building a model home. And so, y'all, it's nice because it's something to look at when I'm out on the nipple walk. And y'all, then on Saturday, I didn't do anything. I caught up on some programs on the TV machine. And then I was on that Stick It With a Poke. Y'all, it was full house. I'm not going to mention names because I know I'll forget some. Went out. Granny and Durwood went on a booze cruise. Beh, Fatty. So they were a little late getting to the Connections. But y'all, the nice thing is the new owners of the Connections, they have put Granny and Durwood and myself on the comp list, so we don't have to pay a cover charge to go in. Yes, Big Fatty. Granny and Durwood finally arrived, and I was on When I finished the drink I was on, I headed on home. I don't know how late they stayed out, but y'all, they were well lubricated by the time they got there. Then Sunday, I've been watching the coverage on the Orlando shooting, and y'all, that pretty much has been the weekend. Yes, Big Fatty. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, today, the 13th of June, y'all, we have not one, but one and a half. Big, ready, one and a half? Oh, yeah, well, you know, it's complicated. Celebrations of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, the first, you heard her at the beginning of today's little show, y'all. It is the... one of the co-host of the Ink Blind and Confused little show, Big Fatty. Is it the inked one? No. Is it the blind one? No. It must be the confused. It is. It is, y'all. It is Melissa the Confused out there in the California. Yes, Big Fatty. We love Melissa the Confused. And y'all, then our half celebration of exiting the birth canal today. Y'all, it is, he only celebrates. He only celebrates in the summertime. Y'all, it is the one and only founder of the Underpants show. Y'all, he was actually born on the 13th of December, but y'all, it's too cold. Too cold to celebrate then, so y'all, he... does it 6 months later. Y'all, it is the one and only the Turnip Head. Big Fatty, we love the Turnip Head. And y'all, he recently had his picture plastered all over the urinals. Big Fatty between the urinals. Oh, okay, it's a little bit different. Up there in the Toronto, Northern Mexico. Yes, Big Fatty, he's an international star. And so y'all, if you see Melissa the Confused or the Turnipin on the 20 or the Face Space, y'all wish him a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal, Big Fatty, or a happy 6 months after being he didn't come out of the birth canal. He was one of those C-section big. Anyway, just wish them all a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. Yes, I think that's an excellent. And Big Fatty, I hope that both Melissa the Confused and the Turnipin have a lovely day and they get a big old piece of vodka. How about cupcake vodka? Yes, Big Fatty, that's it.
Happy birthday.
Now, y'all, I just want to remind you, this is Pride 48 weekend coming up. Y'all, it all starts on a Friday night at 8:30 p.m. in the evening. And, oh, Dick, I see. And y'all, Big Brother is going to be the host. Going to be the host this year. Y'all, the schedule is posted over there at the Pride 48. You'll see Big Fatty's a mug over there, and then it says click here to see the full schedule, and y'all can go over there and see how it's all going to play out over the weekend, and make your plans now. I'm sure folks will have a lot to say about the Orlando tragedy on their little shows this coming weekend, but anyway, y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the birthday girl, Big Fatty Turnipin, Melissa the Confused, and Melissa, what is the best part of having a birthday today?
Several years back, I started listening to the BFO.
Oh, and it's gone downhill ever since. Big Fatty.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number
at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one. Yes! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.